Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And again, we just thank you for your grace, your divine influence on our heart, calling us out of the world into your kingdom, called us out of sin into righteousness. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, and of God, of you, are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. Thank you, all beautiful godliness. Better things has been made available, and we appreciate it, and we thank you for this word this morning as we every day walk in your presence, and every day your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Bless this word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this morning is Titus 2, verse 11 to 15. For the grace of God has appeared. Grace of God, the divine influence on his heart that comes to our hearts by the Spirit. And remember, he says to Paul, it's your sufficiency. So it's our sufficiency. And it brings salvation for all people. So it brings us into the God quality of life, training us to renounce ungodliness. That's self-righteousness, unrighteousness, all forms of wickedness, and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. So we're in this present age, but in this present age, now we are born again and baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's not just been put into water and just declared the words, but that is the reality. We're back with the heavenly family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, made one with them. And now we're there to walk. We're walking with them. Amen? That's what it's all about. Lo, I'll be with you till the end of the ages. So we become disciples, and we now walking with the Lord. Verse 13, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness. So the wonderful thing, in the very beginning of my walk, the Lord opened this up to me, and many of the translations says, waiting for the blessed hope and the appearing of our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Spirit showed me, no, that's not it. And I had an interlinear, which was a direct translation from the original writings, both in Hebrews and in Greek. And there it showed me it wasn't you experiencing Jesus through him appearing, but as he appearing in his glory. So, and 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, beholding the glory of the Lord, we are transformed from one degree of glory to the next. So here we see, once born again, we're getting to know the Lord Jesus Christ through revelation. And revelation brings about the glory, the splendor of the Lord. And that revelation makes us grow. It brings us into moving from babes to young men to fathers. And that's what it's all about. It's a growing. And why is this growing so important? Because you see, this is what he came for, and this is what he died for, and this is what he's living for now in the new and better covenant. And to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good works. So God is raising up an army. He's raising up people. I love Angus' message this morning. People that's in the Spirit, with the fruits of the Spirit, and as they're obedient to God's wisdom, then you see the demonstration of his power. He backs up his word. And so God is raising up an army. We see that in Romans 8, the creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And you see it in Zechariah 9, where God arouses his people, his army, his children, his sons of the kingdom against the sons of darkness. And then he goes on deeper, and then you see him revealing himself, coming with power. Amen. And that's what many people are waiting, but they haven't woken up even to the first part where Jesus has taken away sin and he's given us righteousness. And that's what we got to go into. And why is it so important? You know, when Jesus came to people, he called his people at that time, was the Jews. They rejected him. The stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. But then they rejected him, and then you can see it in Matthew 22. It's a parable about the kingdom. It's a parable about the kingdom. And then what happened? They got decimated. Their temples were thrown apart. They suffered persecution like never before. This was 70 years after Jesus came to them. And Jesus, we actually said, I'd love to gather them like a hen would gather her chicks, but they wouldn't have it. And then they were cast out. But now, for us who love his name, the stone the builders rejected is precious to us. Amen? And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So it's so important for us to see this day, this goodness, a day of salvation, the Bible speaks about, because he's heard us. He's heard the heart cry of mankind that they want to be special, but they can't. The good they want to do, they can't do. And he's made it now available. But this is a time now, sin has been dealt with, righteousness has come, and that's what we've got to push in. And so we in the feast, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing to be a people, a purified, zealous for good works. Amen? The body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the branches of Christ rooted in him and being everything he made us to be. Because we see there in Zechariah 9, after you stand up for that which is right, you stand up for the kingdom, against the kingdom of darkness, and then he arouses himself on his people. And we can see later on that is speaking about his flock that hear his voice, and they march out and they bring about a cleansing on this world, overcoming in every way, and they shine like jewels in the land. That's a prophetic word, and we in it now. We right here at the end of the age now, where darkness is getting taken away, the devil has been thrown into the lake of fire, and all those that choose to count themselves worthy of this beautiful gospel and wake up and put on righteousness, because we see that in that parable as goes on as well. And when he comes and he sees they haven't put on the garment of righteousness, he tells his servants, the angels, to throw them out into darkness, because many were called, but few are chosen. So you can see that was some people that are in this beautiful, wonderful covenant, but they are not taking hold of what has been made available for them. And that's the thing we've got to take hold of. We've got to stay in tune, developing on schedule, and be the people God made us to be. Amen? Because that's what we were made for, to be obedient children, walking in step with the Lord, bringing about his kingdom, playing our part in bringing about his kingdom. And he goes on to say, declare these things, exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one disregard you. So once you've come in and you're zealous for the kingdom and you're listening to the king and you're walking with him, you speak as he speaks to you. You witness as he witnesses to you. You make disciples as he brings them, and you disciple as he's discipled you. In Jesus' name, be blessed, because you are blessed in this new and this blessed covenant, that you need to stay secure in the love, stay secure in righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.